from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Stephen Cuevas. A pair of destructive wildfires that have destroyed over three dozen homes in the last few days has forced acting state governor Tom Torlakson to declare a state of emergency. The fire near Big Sur has scorched 30 square miles and is just 10% contained. And crews are gaining ground on a second fire in the mountains north of L.A. The firefighting effort there was slowed over the weekend by hobby drones that forced water-dropping aircraft to be grounded. A new tool may help resolve such conflicts. A smartphone app from the U.S. Interior Department that warns drone operators of flight restrictions in a wildfire zone. Mark Bathrick directs the department's Office of Aviation Services.
You can be out in the field with your cell phone and call up that map, and it knows where you are, and it can tell you if there are any hazards around you before you launch your drones.
A CAL FIRE spokesman says there have been 15 drone intrusions so far this year. At the center of last night's historic Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, pop stars, politicians, and former presidents. Two of them, many with ties to California. Marisa Lagos of KQED's California Politics and Government Desk had a front row seat. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Marisa, the evening began with roll call. It's the ceremonial counting of delegate votes from each state. California has the most. What was the mood like there on the floor as the counting went on?
You know, it was really energetic and slightly pandemonium. This is really an opportunity for every state to shine and for delegates to get up there and tell everyone on the national stage a little bit about their state.
But there were some protests from pro-Bernie Sanders folks that continued throughout the day.
You know, there's a difference between, I think, what we're seeing inside the convention center and outside. I mean, certainly there's still a lot of Bernie people who are delegates who are mad, and like 500 of them among thousands did stage a walkout last night after Clinton was announced as the nominee. And, you know, there's protesters all over town. It's not always clear who's a delegate and who's just here to protest. I think inside the convention hall, we are seeing a little bit more of a sort of unified front. But yeah, I mean, Sanders has been making the rounds. We saw him show up at California's delegate breakfast on Tuesday morning. Later in the day, my colleague Scott Schaefer and I were lucky enough to be invited to a private event hosted by U.S. Representative Barbara Lee from the East Bay in California. And we talked to a Clinton delegate from Sacramento named Bobby Singh Allen, and she said things are coming together.
It may look disruptive, but they bring a lot of passion and a lot of anger that we do need to pay attention to. If we're going to come together, we need to understand why they are angry. It has to be beyond Senator Sanders. As you said, it's not about me or Hillary or Trump. It's really about the issues and what we're going to do as a country.
You know, Marisa, last week at the GOP convention, we heard law enforcement officials and others condemn the targeted deadly shootings of police officers in Dallas and elsewhere. And also some pretty strong criticism of groups like Black Lives Matter. Last night, we heard from some decidedly different voices.
That's right, Stephen. There's a group called Mothers of the Movement. These are mothers of mostly Black and people of color who have been killed by police. They included the mother of Sandra Bland, who died in police custody last year. And they gave a very emotional speech talking about their children and sort of standing up for them. It was very well received. People were crying in the audience. And beyond that, you know, we're hearing from politicians. I mean, obviously, Hillary Clinton has embraced this group and this idea. I talked to Attorney General Kamala Harris yesterday. She was very in support of Black Lives Matter and their messages, and, you know, talked herself very emotionally about being a prosecutor and sitting down with the mothers of homicide victims. So I think it's a very stark contrast, and one that we'll continue to see kind of played out during this campaign as the Republicans and Democrats, you know, work to make those differences as clear as possible to voters.
In the dust-up between delegates there in Philadelphia and over this personal and ideological battle between Democrats and Republicans, there's a little something that may have gotten a bit lost, and that's the nomination of the first woman as candidate for the President of the United States. And I think wherever one stands politically, this is a remarkable moment in our country's history.
It is. And I got to say, being on the floor last night while Bernie Sanders actually made the motion to make Hillary Clinton the nominee, it was emotional. And I do think that we spend a lot of time talking about these protests and the dust-ups, but there's a real sense of that history being made among not just delegates, but the people that helped kind of push this country towards that. I talked to U.S. Senator Barbara Boxer. This is her last convention as a senator. You know, she's worked very hard to help bring women into politics and be a model herself. And I asked her about the historic nature of this moment.
I could tell you this. When I was a child, my mother used to take me to the voting booth. And she told me when I was born, she said, it's a secret ballot. And I think for her, it was a miracle. But for me, being on the threshold of the first woman president, it's not a miracle. It's a product of a huge amount of work.
Marisa, give us a sense of the reaction among other women there on the convention floor. I mean, you were there, and you also were able to bring your mother to the convention.
That's right. I'm actually here with my 5-month-old baby and my mom, who's here to help watch him. And I talked to Boxer about that, you know, that we're at a moment where we can do this. And, you know, every single time I talk to not just women, but men, I mean, they really are feeling the history. I spoke to a female delegate from South Central Los Angeles, an African-American woman who was also here 8 years ago. And she was just bowled over that within this short amount of time, she's seen our first African-American president and now the first female nominee for a major political party. So I do think that that's really being felt in the city. And I think that, you know, when we see Hillary Clinton take the stage on Thursday night, that emotion will really come to the fore, because unlike the Republican convention, we have not seen Clinton once this week. And so I think it's going to kind of reach a boiling point when she gets up there.
That's Marisa Lagos of KQED's California Politics and Government Desk. Thanks a lot, Marisa.
My pleasure.
And that's the California Report for Wednesday, July 27th, a production of KQED Public Radio. From KQED's Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Stephen Cuevas. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Robotham International, providing strategic tax, accounting, and business advisory services to global families, entrepreneurs, and venture-backed companies. Robotham.com. Barracuda Networks, security, archiving, and backup solutions for physical networks and public cloud services, such as Microsoft Azure and Office 365. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.